In our last episode of Messianic Perspectives, we left off with Miriam's conception occurring in the month of Kislev, the November-December timeframe, and occurring around the time of Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication, the Festival of Light. On a side note, how appropriate is this when we consider Yeshua's statement in John chapter 8 and verse 12? Yeshua spoke to them again, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light which gives life." The Messiah was conceived during the Festival of Light. It makes more sense than any other scenario. When Miriam heard the news that she would become pregnant by the Ruach HaKodesh, what was her response? We see it in Luke chapter 1 and verses 38 through 40. Miriam said, "I am the servant of Adonai. May it happen to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Without delay, Miriam set out and hurried to the town in the hill country of Judah, where Zechariah lived, entered the house, and greeted Elisheva. Miriam didn't waste any time. The Complete Jewish Bible says without delay. She went to stay with Elisheva, whom we know was already 6 months pregnant. When Miriam arrived, she was already pregnant based on Luke chapter 1 and verses 41 and 42. When Elisheva heard Miriam's greeting, the baby in her womb stirred. Elisheva was filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and spoke up in a loud voice, How blessed are you among women, and how blessed is a child in your womb." So we can state with confidence, based on the timeline established through Zechariah's temple service, it was the month of Kislev that Miriam had her encounter with the messenger of Adonai and became pregnant through the Ruach HaKodesh. Getting back to Elisheva's pregnancy, she would give birth to the one who Scripture identifies as the forerunner of Messiah, Malachi chapter 4 and verses 4 through 6. "Remember the Torah of Moses, my servant, which I enjoined to him at Horeb, laws and rulings for all of Israel. Look, I will send to you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and terrible day of Adonai. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Otherwise, I will come and strike the land with complete destruction. Look, I will send to you Eliyahu," or Elijah, "the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of Adonai." More on this next time. Feel free to visit our website, shalommain.com. We've created articles on all the feasts, including Sukkot and When Was Yeshua Born, that will provide you with a wealth of information you may have never known before. You will gain a Jewish perspective on the Messiah of your faith and how it impacts your relationship. If you have been blessed with this segment and would like to support our efforts with a tax-deductible gift, you can send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. In supporting this broadcast, you are also supporting Maine's first and only Messianic Jewish synagogue. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommain.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.